Okay, strap in deep divers, because today we're tackling a theory that will really make you think twice about, well, everything. We're talking about a blog post that throws out the entire concept of an expanding universe.
Yeah, it's a pretty bold claim. Hubble, the Big Bang, all of that.
Out the window.
Gone. And they're trying to explain cosmological redshift, you know, that whole light stretching thing with just geometry.
This blog post, a geometric model of cosmological redshift via angular geometry in a static universe, is saying the universe is static. It's not a balloon inflating. It's more like, ugh.
A cosmic trick of perspective.
I like that. Okay, so how do they even begin to explain that?
Triangles.
Triangles.
Right, triangles specifically. Imagine this. A distant galaxy. That's one point. It's emitting light.
Okay.
We're on Earth. That's another point observing that light. And way, way above us, forming the right angle, is what they call the perpendicular point.
So we've got this cosmic triangle happening.
Exactly. And as that galaxy moves further from us, the triangle stretches out. So the light path, that's the hypotenuse, is getting longer.
Okay, I'm with you so far. But light still travels at, you know, the speed of light. So how does a longer path actually translate to redshift?
That's the real head scratcher, right? Their idea is that this longer path actually stretches the light's wavelength itself, shifting it towards the red. They compare it to when you see parallel lines converging in the distance.
So it's not that the light itself is changing. It's that our perception of it is skewed because of the geometry of space.
That's the core idea, yeah. And they try to represent this mathematically, of course.
And this is where I'll admit I had to break out my old textbook.
It gets pretty dense. Basically, they use all these equations to show how the sides and the angles of our cosmic triangle are changing as that distant galaxy moves further away.
But how does that translate to a physical mechanism? Like, what's actually causing this redshift?
That's where things get a little fuzzy. They mention wavefront geometry, phase shifts, but it's not concrete. It's like they're giving us the potential outcome without really explaining the how.
And if we're talking about stretching light waves, don't we have to talk about energy? Doesn't that create a whole other set of problems for this model?
It's a huge question, absolutely. Like, you can't just magically change a light wave's energy without accounting for it somewhere, right? That's physics 101. So they try to address this by saying that each photon, that's a single particle of light, its individual energy stays the same. It's just distributed over a longer distance because the triangle has expanded.
Okay, so the energy is stretched out thinner, kind of. But how does that actually work in reality? And what about Einstein? How does this whole thing mesh with relativity?
You're hitting on another really tricky point. I mean, it's one thing to have a new idea, but you have to make it fit with what we already know about the universe. And Einstein's theories about gravity warping space-time, those have been tested over and over again.
And I'm guessing warped space-time doesn't exactly fit with their nice, neat triangle analogy.
Right. They do mention needing to incorporate relativistic corrections. They even talk about maybe using non-Euclidean geometry.
Non-Euclidean geometries. You've piqued my interest. Tell me more.
It basically means moving beyond straight lines and getting into curved space-time. You know how Einstein described gravity and massive objects like galaxies actually bending space and time around them?
So light from those distant galaxies wouldn't be traveling in a straight line like in their simplified model.
Exactly. And to be fair, they do acknowledge this. They even say their work is more of a theoretical construct to get people thinking, not a fully formed theory. They admit they need to add a lot more mathematical rigor.
So more of a thought experiment for now.
Yeah.
But even those can lead to huge breakthroughs, right?
Absolutely. They can help us approach problems from a new angle and see where the holes in our current understanding are. And this blog post definitely makes you think in a different way. They even talk about testing their model.
Oh. How would they even begin to test something like this?
They suggest comparing their predictions to redshift observations. You know, using things like redshift surveys, looking at supernovae, those exploding stars that help us measure cosmic distances.
Right. Makes sense.
Yeah.
But there's one big thing they don't really address. The cosmic microwave background radiation, the afterglow of the Big Bang. How does that fit into a static universe?
You're pointing out the million-dollar question they unfortunately don't answer. And it's a big omission, because that background radiation is one of the strongest pieces of evidence we have for the Big Bang and an expanding universe.
It's like trying to say, I don't know, the Earth is flat. There's just too much evidence against it.
It's like they've built a boat but haven't quite figured out how to keep it, well, afloat. If they want this model to be taken seriously, they need to address that cosmic microwave background.
It's a good reminder that in science, we have to look at all the evidence, not just the evidence that fits our favorite theories.
And that even the theories we're really attached to are always open to change as we learn more, which is what I love about science. It's a constant process of discovery and improvement.
Speaking of improvement, do they mention ways they could make their model better?
They do. They mentioned developing a more rigorous mathematical model and using computer simulations to visualize how light would act in their model. They basically admit that they are just getting started.
Well, at least they're self-aware. And it sounds like they're open to collaborating, which is always a good sign in the world of science. So where does this leave us? Is a static universe a real possibility, or is this model just a fun thought experiment? It's probably too early to tell if this model is going to hold up to scrutiny.
It definitely needs a lot more work, especially if they want to convince, you know, the physics world.
Yeah, get those astrophysicists on board.
Exactly.
But hey, maybe even if they're wrong, it'll inspire some new research.
Oh, absolutely. Someone might take a look at this and think, not quite, but what if? That's how we move science forward.
Makes you wonder what other unconventional ideas are out there, just waiting for someone to stumble across them.
That's what I love about these kinds of deep dives. You know, it makes you realize we don't have it all figured out.
Yeah, we like to think we do, but...
Our understanding of the universe is always changing. That's the beauty of science, right? Always a new mystery to solve.
Speaking of mysteries, if this deep dive left you wanting more, head to our website for a link to this blog post. It's a wild ride, let me tell you.
It really makes you think.
And let us know what you think. Is a static universe possible? Or is this just like a fun thought experiment? Until next time, keep looking up and keep asking those big questions.